Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, 6 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, joined by our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, taking your phone calls as well. We are back in studio today, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square after a great Earth Day yesterday out at Governor Nelson State Park. Again, thanks to all the great people out there, Mike Ring, the park manager, and also to all the other great folks, Tia Nelson, of course, the daughter of the late great governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, for all their time and hospitality. We appreciate that. And do your part. Get out to a state park this season. $28 for the whole season, by the way.
Can't beat it with a stick.
That's right. You can't beat it with a stick. That's exactly right. It's absolutely right. 7 past 1 o'clock. Coming up this hour, another titillating edition of What's Worse. Cannot wait. Your chance to weigh in on big issues of the day.
More food topics. You know, food is important. It's only like we need to eat a ton and to survive. And it's also delicious.
Yeah.
And people have opinions on food.
People have opinions. We'll get yours with another edition of What's Worse coming up a little bit later in the show today. Want to start off this hour, though, ask, the phone lines are open, as we like to say, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, thank you to Luke Mathers. Lukester, even though it was on the way out his door, it was a somewhat unveiled attack on truck owners, which I enjoy my Dodge Ram. I think bad driving is not limited to people who happen to drive trucks. I've noticed as I've been driving around the state more that I think people just forgot how to drive over the pandemic. I've seen people in trucks. I've seen people in little tiny sport cars. I've seen people in SUVs. It's people who are going literally sometimes 20, 25 miles over the speed limit in a 55 or 60 mile per hour zone who are darting in and out, and then they cause an accident. Well, I don't feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the people who get hurt when you get these nut jobs driving like that. But I don't think it's not reserved to truck owners.
And I will say, I see people who drive all car types be jerks. And I think that just because trucks are big does not mean there are more of them who are jerks. Has Luke ever driven behind somebody who owns a BMW?
I don't know. Now, let's not get the BMW people upset.
Oh, I'm totally fine with upsetting them because most of them drive like jerks.
Wow. That is an unsolicited hot take.
At least. Okay, and you know what? That's probably just my bias because I see somebody driving like a jerk, well, and I look and you see the little BMW logo. Maybe I just happen to be driving it similar times and seeing the same people. I don't know.
The bottom line here is, if you get out on the road, just be nice. Just be courteous.
Be courteous, yeah.
Take a breath. We'll all get there in due time. Yeah. But anyway, we always appreciate Lukester stopping by. And yes, he yelled it going out the door, bucks and six. Because as a reminder, your Milwaukee Bucks, number 3, take on the number 6 ranked or seeded Indiana Pacers at Milwaukee at the Fiserv tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off time. You can hear this, You can hear the game in Wisconsin Rapids on 97.5 FM or 1320 AM. You can also hear it in Amory on Lake Air Radio, 1260 AM, or up north on the big 98Q Country, WCQM, in Park Falls, 98.3 FM. The Bucks taking on the Pacers tonight at 7 p.m. Bucks are up 1-0 in that best of 7 series. And also coming up, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of sports, are you a baseball fan? Because the Brewers are in town this weekend hosting the Yankees, and we have tickets for Friday's game. We have 6 tickets to give away for Friday's game. What? So pay attention over the next couple of days.
I didn't know this. I'm sorry, I didn't. So we were, well, see, we should have talked a little bit about that. I didn't know the satchel had been unveiled yet.
It has. The satchel has been unveiled, and we have all 6 right. tickets to give away.
All right. Well, not today. Not today, unfortunately. We will do that.
So just pay attention over the next couple of days, and you might win yourself a set of tickets to see the Brewers and the Yankees.
Apparently, I've been too poor to pay attention. That's my problem. Anyway, Milwaukee Brewers, speaking of, they've taken on the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Twining's Pittsburgh Pirates, 5:05 p.m., first pitch tonight in Pittsburgh. You can hear it locally on WRCE in Richland Center, 107.7 on the FM dial, 1450. On the AM side. Also, you can hear it in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN, 99.9 FM and 1400 on the AM side. Kenosha, it's 98.1. And WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, in the Fox Valley on 98.3 FM and 1100 on your AM dial. All right, I think we have everything covered there, more or less. So very exciting news. We'll get more Brewers tickets as the week goes along. Right now, I want to take a moment and bring you a couple more cuts here from over the weekend, the last couple of days or so. And it is the 23rd of April, 2024. And what you're hearing a lot from the Republican side of the aisle, the Trumpster, is they like to keep, they're trying to ride on Ronald Reagan's coattails. And that might work if it were true. The problem is, it just ain't true. They're using this line that Ronald Reagan made famous in 1980 when he ran against Jimmy Carter, of course, the Democrat who was running for a second term. Very different times in the late 70s going into 1980. I mean, there was an energy crisis for those that were not alive at the time. There was an energy crisis. There were big lines at gas stations to get gas. It was going through the roof in terms of price. It was described as a malaise in America. There was an Iranian hostage crisis as well. And so Reagan asked the question to voters, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the question was the answer was for a lot of people, no. Now, we could say rightly or wrongly, that was tagged on Jimmy Carter. But I'm just talking from effective politics. All right, it was effective politics from a campaign side. So now the Trump people are trying to bring this back. Of course, by the way, did you know the whole Make America Great? That's ripped off from Reagan as well. In 1980, Reagan's theme was let's make America great again. I've still got one of the posters, by the way. So that was ripped off from Reagan, too. And so Trump and the Republicans keep trying to say, well, were you better off? Think about it. Since Joe Biden's been president, were you really off? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Now, I don't know who decided to use this moniker or thought it was a good idea. But if that individual is still employed, I'd like to have their job only in terms of you can make a huge mistake and still keep your job. Because 4 years ago was 2020, right? If I'm doing my math right. In 2020, when Donald Trump was president, let's take you back to the podium in the White House during the peak of COVID, during 2020, when Donald Trump was president, and he had the audacity to suggest this.
So a question that probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
Get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets in the lungs and
almost
it
a cleaning.
Does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
So there you have it. I think it's good to remind people of the facts that 4 years ago, we were at the height of the COVID pandemic. People were dying in record numbers. There were refrigerator trucks being parked outside of hospitals all over America being used as makeshift morgues. Medical workers, doctors, nurses, all the support staff were overwhelmed living in hospitals or living in their garages so as not to expose their family at home. And Donald Trump, instead of being ahead of this, like a lot of world leaders, kept denying it until it was undeniable, and then had the audacity to get up at the dais in front of the presidential seal and suggest to Dr. Deborah Birx, who, of course, sits there mortified, that's who he was talking to. Remember her? She had the scarves. And he keeps talking to her, and she's like, what do I say? He's the president of the United States. She just sits there. So remember, 4 years ago, we were at the height of a pandemic, and the president of the United States at the time, Trump, suggested in all sincerity behind the seal of the president of the United States to put a light tube up your rear end or drink bleach.
You could inject it,
you could drink it. And if you look back at healthcare professionals, there was a record number of poison center calls because of that, in large regard. So I just think it's helpful to look back and remind. So when Republicans say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I can say, yes, I am. Because we're largely living in a country that's pandemic free. And our president in the White House is putting record number of dollars into healthcare. He's helping behind the scenes to work with Republicans to pass Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid. And he's not suggesting that I drink bleach. So I think I'm winning. To quote my old professor, Jack O'Neill, I think I'm winning as an American with Joe Biden in the White House. I think we're all winning. Come back, give you a couple more cuts, by the way. Got a little Laura Trump for you. And Liz Cheney puts it all in perspective. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday. It is coming up 1:19 after on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up in a bit, another edition of What's Worse. Your chance to call in. Don't win anything. No blenders, per se, to give away. But your chance to have your voice heard. We'll play that in just a bit. Right now, just following up on the question that Republicans ask us to ask ourselves. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? And we played the cut from Trump literally 4 years ago to the date, April 23rd, 2020, in which he suggested to Americans that they should expose themselves to UV light or put it up their rear end or to inject or swallow bleach, that could possibly kill COVID. Amongst his many other bizarre things that he suggested during his time in office. So I think it's just helpful because they're asking us, the Republicans, to ask ourselves the question, are we better off 4 years ago? I would say yes, because we don't have someone like that behind the dais, behind the presidential seal with the nuclear codes running the country. I think that's a win. I'll take Uncle Joe over that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Well, yeah, it was great then, Todd. Let's see. And then you had Governor Cuomo giving daily things, you know, on the state of New York situation, like you said, with refrigerator trucks backed up at all the hospitals in New York. It was just great. And then the thing that Democrats need to hammer home now, they're trying to take credit for the economy, and they are continuing with this inflation thing, and I think it's more of price gouging. We have three people in this state that wouldn't even look into the gas price situation, Grossman, you know, the Three Stooges, and it's out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here's what I remember that summer when you finally felt you could get together at all. We would get together and sit out in the backyard with some close friends, but we'd all be sitting 6-8 feet away from each other. And, yeah, it was just great. You couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything.
Businesses were shut.
The planet cleaned up.
What?
You know, the planet cleaned up. They showed pictures
that
you could actually see the Taj Mahal again. Return with us now to the days of COVID. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your perspective. He's absolutely right. Just think about what you were doing 4 years ago today. As Dick said, in the rare case that we could get together with friends and family, you were sitting generally outside. I remember in 2020, my mom and I celebrated Easter in the garage. She sat at like the top of her stairs, and I sat next to the opening of the garage with the garage door open, so as not to be too close to each other.
Oh, yeah. Same kind of thing. Like, always with the open garage or whatever, or sitting outside. Or I remember the first time I did get COVID. That is the longest I can ever remember not seeing or talking to another human being. Because I sat in my room completely isolated for 10 days. And whenever I needed food or more water, I would go in the bathroom and close the door. And my mom or dad or whoever would come over, disinfect my doorknob, set stuff outside the door, and then walk away. And then I'd come back and get it and immediately close my door.
I think we're better off than we are 4 years ago today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Madison, listening on WMDX. Sage in Madison. Sage, thanks for listening. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, Todd, when you were talking about Trump and everything, just made me think, too. I mean, not a huge fan of Mike Pence, but even Mike Pence, you know, he had a plan to have, through the government, get masks mailed out to people, and that all got squashed. So, I mean, you're just spot on, and it's just so interesting. I don't know how people could think that we're not better off, because even when you look at all of, you know, the different legislative things that Biden has done, yes, we have some inflation and we have things that are concerning, but he just does not get enough credit for all of the amazing things that he has done for this country.
Yeah.
And I think we, as, you know, Wisconsinites, we have to keep speaking up, because, you know, we have to tell the truth, and we also just have to really hit home to people the things that have been done that are making our lives better. And it's because of Joe Biden and his administration.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Sage. I think you're right. And that's why I think in this election year in 2024, as my math teacher, Andy Spies, likes to say, math as in life, it's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. It's good to pause through all the craziness and reflect and remember these things that were happening in 2020, 4 years ago, under Trump. And you look at the infrastructure that finally got done with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg helping foster it through the Congress, in a bipartisan vote, I might add. All that infrastructure, bringing a $1 billion bridge to Superior, Wisconsin, that happened after Joe Biden and his administration helped dig the country out of the hole that Trump helped put us in. In almost any other election year, you look at Biden's accomplishments, he'd be a shoo-in for re-election. Important to remember. Let's go across the pond over to Jay, listening in London. Jay, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. What's up?
Hey, brother, how are you?
We're doing well. It's a great day in Wisconsin. How is it across the pond in London?
I saw you yesterday somewhere else. I said to myself, does he travel all the way to somewhere else? Where is he today?
Well, Trump is in court, of course. That's where he's at today.
Todd, I don't think people realize how crazy things were. I don't think people realize how crazy Trump's tenure was in office. It seems like my mom's party has taught me that go back and look Trump's crazy television hits over and over from Helsinki to first 100 press conference. God, it was so crazy.
Yeah. It was.
And
it was
watching people forget everything, their memory hole, everything. What's right. that all about?
No, I think it's a great point, Jay. Appreciate the call and have a great day over there in the UK. I think it's a great point that it's not just, it wasn't just in the United States. This is a worldwide pandemic, and many of the things that the United States did had far-reaching implications around the globe. And think if we would have had a president in 2020 that would have worked with foreign leaders, like many other leaders did. I'm not saying you could have avoided it, but it could have been lessened, and we could have gotten to a solution quicker than if you had a person like Trump standing behind the dais just saying, well, this is just going
to
pass.
And if he like talked to doctors and informed hospital networks in our country so that people actually knew.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We had people like Deborah Birx, had people like Anthony Fauci, who now, of course, Rand Paul, goofball Republican from Kentucky, is just mercilessly going after. People like Aaron Rodgers, mercilessly going after. I didn't want to bring this up and give him as much credit, but just in passing, Aaron Rodgers is now going on talk shows suggesting that Dr. Anthony Fauci created HIV.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. That's how nutso whack job people like Aaron Rodgers and the mega Republicans have gone. Back, speaking of whack jobs, I shouldn't be so mean. Laura Trump. She is telling us directly what a second Trump term would be like in her own words. Don't miss it. It's the Almost Show on a Tuesday on Civic Media.
Talking to that little girl, riding on the Pegasus, tell her everything's gonna be all right. 'Cause even when it's getting hard in this hurricane life.
Okay, all right. You still gotta Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. It started off, and I thought, well, this isn't so bad. And so that's Laura Trump, apparently. This is a real thing suggested by our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, watching this on Facebook, suggests that we intro this piece of Laura Trump with, this is a song she wrote?
I don't know if she wrote it. I don't know the details. I will find out because right. now I'm interested to know. I don't know if I can listen to more than that 25 seconds, though.
I think that was more than enough.
Whoever produced that, I hope you didn't put your real name on it. That's all I'm going to say.
Chuck E. Cheese, apparently, yeah. Anyway, we played that.
She is the lyricist. She did write the words.
All right. Well, good for her. Probably better than I can do. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Laura Trump, you know, she is the co-chair now.
Oh, wait. She's actually a co-lyricist. She's one of three, which means she probably added three words. Anyway.
Well, she's also a co-chair of the Republican Party of America. The Republican Party. National Republican Party, I should say. And she also happens to be the daughter-in-law of the Trumpster and Eric Trump, one of the sons, his wife. And again, I didn't mean to give her this much credit, honest to God, but here's the important point. And Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project, who will be on the show with us tomorrow, along with Pat Kreitlow, Trygve likes to remind us that authoritarians and dictators, of which he has worked against around the globe, including against Vladimir Putin, that authoritarians usually, if not always, telegraph their intentions. They tell you before they do it. They don't keep it a secret. So what we're going to play you here is particularly important for that reason. Laura Trump, whether you like her or not, she is the co-chair of the Republican Party, National Republican Party. And they have said, we've played the cut for you before. If not, we could dial it back up. where they have said directly that the Trump organization, the Trump presidential campaign and the RNC, Republican National Committee, have merged. They are one in the same. So the fact that she's the chair of the National Republican Party, co-chair, and also the daughter-in-law of the former and wanting to be next president, it's significant. At a rally last weekend, Laura Trump had this to say about what a second Trump term would be like.
He showed us a whole lot that we didn't know was going on within the media, within Washington, D.C. He exposed a lot of people, so they have to do everything they can to keep him out of that White House because they know Donald Trump gets in for four more years. The jig is up for them. The gloves are off. There are no holds barred here. He is going full throttle. He's not worried about winning another election. It's 4 years of scorched earth when Donald Trump retakes the White House.
There you go. Not my words, not the words of a Democrat. The words of the co-chair of the Republican Party and the daughter-in-law of Trump, Laura Trump, saying it's, quote, scorched earth policy, unquote, in a second Trump administration, which only goes to back up what I've been saying. People like Trevi Olson, who have been saying, both former Republicans, that if you thought if the first Trump presidency disturbed you, the second one you'll find abhorrent. And you want to know why she's saying he's not going to worry about running for a third term? Because if you look again at their intentions, they're already looking to amend the Constitution to get rid of the two-term limit so that he can run as many. He'd be essentially dictator president for life. And I've been saying on this program for well over a year, and now you hear Laura Trump codifying my remarks, that Trump is, if he gets in again, he's going to say, look, last time I hired guys like Reince Priebus from Wisconsin, who told me, Mr. President, you can't do that because it's against the law or it's against the Constitution. And Trump's going to say, so I listened to guys like Reince. And look where it got me. Got me beat. So there is no holds barred in a second or a third or a fourth term Trump presidency. Laura Trump just told us it's scorched earth. So again, even if you don't agree with all the policies of Joe Biden, which is fine, not always all supposed to agree, just think to yourself, do you really want a second term? When we played that cut, it's kind of funny, I get it, but it's also terrifying, especially for people who had family and friends that died of COVID. When you listen to what Trump said and thought that COVID could be cured by putting a light up your rear end or swallowing bleach. If you think that's bad, it's going to be even worse in the second term. And Laura Trump just told us it is. Is that really what you want in the White House? Or would you rather have someone like Joe Biden who works with people like Mike Johnson behind the scenes to get things done? And who will, if given a second term, step down and give someone else a shot. But don't take it from me. I want to give you a cut from Liz Cheney. This is fantastic, by the way. Liz Cheney, former Congresswoman, Republican from Wyoming. Of course, her father, Vice President Dick Cheney under George W. Bush. I bring that up only because it's awful hard, I think, for people to say somehow that she doesn't have true conservative Republican cred, as they say. No one more credible in conservative circles than Liz Cheney. And this is where, this is the context she puts today's world in politically. And the election of 2024. Here is Liz Cheney.
you certainly can't look back at this era of Trump and think that the Republican Party is focused on values. And I think we've also abandoned substance in many ways. When you're talking about the voters and how important the character is of the people that we elect, I think there we have to be able to know that we can trust our elected officials to put the Constitution first, that we can trust that our elected officials are going to behave in a way that's worthy of the sacrifices people have made over the course of the life of our nation in order that we could live in freedom. And it's really important for people to understand that politics shouldn't be this way and that politics can't be this way. In some cases, it becomes very easy to say, well, politics is always a mess and politicians, you know, are always dishonest or lacking in character. And certainly the politics in some ways is, you know, a reflection of sort of a cross-section of the nation, and there are good people involved and there are not so good people involved. And I think it's important for people to recognize that although we have to do everything we can to ensure that we have a legal structure in place that protects our democratic republic, if you elect someone willing to blow through all of those guardrails, willing to torch the Constitution, then we can't protect ourselves. Those institutions aren't self-sustaining. It really matters that we have people of good character, not just in the White House. Of course, that's the most important position. But what we learned in the lead up to January 6th and afterwards was that, you know, our institutions survived because of the individuals who protected them. That's something all voters have to keep in mind as they go in to cast their votes.
I don't know how it could be put any better. Liz Cheney, a former congresswoman who sat on the bipartisan January 6th committee. And of course, she has said, look, I don't agree with Joe Biden on a lot. But she is voting for Joe Biden, despite her policy disagreements, because of what she said there. That we have to protect our institutions. If you take away democracy and the ability for our institutions to function, then we got nothing left. We don't have a, hey, let's fight about it another day down the road, because that's taken away under Trumpism. And to her point, I might disagree with Mike Pence and a lot, I do, former vice president, but to Liz Cheney's point, it was because there was a line that Pence wouldn't cross in terms of protecting the institution of Congress and the peaceful transfer of power that went a long way in stopping an illegal second Trump term. Now we have an opportunity in 2024. The choice is there again for each of us. Will we band together as a coalition a former Republican like myself, disaffected current Republicans, Democrats, progressives? Will we band together as a group, a coalition, to save democracy? Even though we might vehemently disagree on a lot of policy, we might not always like one another. But will we come together in this moment to make sure that Joe Biden is in the White House protecting the institutions of democracy? And we'll fight about it in another 4 years in terms of political or policy-wise who should be there. Or will we let fear and hate divide us? And will we, the American people, be tricked by Trump and Trumpism, even though they're telegraphing and telling us exactly what they intend to do, which is a scorched earth policy? The choice is in each one of our hands, you and me. I know who I'm voting for. Joe Biden for a second term. Time once again, Mr. Zomers, to play What's Worse. This or that. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prizes, giveaway, no money, no tickets, no three-way blenders. Only your chance to be heard across statewide radio on 13 stations broadcasting. Also on the Civic Media app worldwide. Your chance to call in, be heard on important issues of the day like this one. What's worse? Smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? I have feelings on this. I didn't know it was up for debate, by the way. But we'll ask you, what's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Now, I think it might... Are we really talking about, like, you know, your standard white mashed potatoes? Is the argument over whether those should be smooth or lumpy? Or are we talking about, like, mashed? Like you have, like, a new red potato that gets smashed with garlic, and they're naturally kind of, like, lumpy, right? Like, it's impossible to take a new red potato and mash it with garlic and butter and have that be smooth. What we're talking about is your standard mashed potatoes, I think. What's worse, smooth or smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
On Facebook, Steve chimes in and says, lumpy is worse. Got to go smooth.
All right. See, I agree with that. To me, mashed potatoes, your standard white mashed potatoes, you don't want lumps in those, do you?
Here's my deal. Saying what's worse when both options are potatoes.
You're not a potato guy.
No, I'm a huge potato guy. So yeah. Neither is bad. So which one's worse? I don't know.
When I think of mashed, cooking with Todd, here's a couple of, to get a smoother mashed potato, make sure your potatoes are well cooked. Stick a fork in them before you take them off. Make sure you drain them. And then you have a little butter at room temperature, a little milk or cream at room temperature. Because if it's cold right out of the refrigerator, that's going to season up and make it lumpier. And then the secret to good smooth mashed potatoes, I'll tell you on the other side. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show for Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show the Civic Media Radio Network, where we tackle the tough issues, not afraid to take them on. Have your thoughts. What is worse? We're in the middle of playing what's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? What's worse, smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Robert, back in Richland Center on WRCE, says, quote, neither is worse, quote unquote, as both are good. But he says, I believe I prefer lumpy, unquote.
is the opposite.
WAUK listener in Waukesha, the Shaw, lumpy just means somebody doesn't know what they're doing. Oh, that's controversial. And then WMDX Scott from Madison says, I prefer my politicians squishy and tubby. I'm referring to the back and forth between Derek Van Orten and Matt Gaetz from last week. Before I forget, here's Grandma Allball's tip on good, smooth mashed potatoes. Start with room temperature butter, room temperature milk and or cream. And then make sure your potatoes are cooked well, drain them, and then make sure you're using a pan that you're not going to hurt or ruin, but use an electric hand mixer. Don't use like the masher.
The masher?
Use electric hand mixer. Start slow on low, and then it whips them, it gets air in there, it makes them creamy, it breaks up the lumps.
It does get air in there, as in me. I will show up and eat all your mashed potatoes. Also, Steve, who previously said not a fan of lumpy, chimes in, says, remember this, mashed and smashed.
There.
So smashed are the ones that you're talking about.
Yes.
with the red potatoes and you add garlic. Right. Like, it's not fully mashed into a paste.
It's not meant to be mashed. They're exactly smashed. Thank you, Steve. You're 100% right. If you have a new red potato and you got like some roasted garlic and a couple other spices and butter, those are mashed or smashed. We're talking about mashed.
And WRCE, a texter listening in Richland Center, says, smooth is groovy and lumpy makes me grumpy.
Very good. All right. Another vote for smooth. What's worse, smooth or mashed? Smooth mashed potatoes or lumpy? Smooth or lumpy mashed potatoes? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Perry. Not sure I should let him back on the air after suggesting that ridiculous Laura Trump song. But Mr. Perry, what say you?
Hey. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're not. But fine, go ahead.
No, I'm not at all. Your grandma's recipe is good.
Yeah.
It's great, actually. I'm going to try that. Now, right. Before I heard that, here was my... Oh, by the way, did I win the three-way blender?
No, I'm sorry. It's gone. We don't. The three-way blender was given away. I believe it was given away in the presidential suite of the Chula Vista. It's never been the same since, but go ahead.
So what I do, I use the your grandma's suggestions of the room temperature cream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I prefer heavy whipping cream, actually.
Yes.
And butter. Mm-hmm. And then instead of the traditional masher, I use a potato ricer.
Oh.
And that takes the lumps right out of the picture. Now, but I like the mixer idea, too. That's very good.
But see, now this is fantastic because, and maybe it's just because our families live blocks from one another back at Richland Center, but did your family ever do, like my grandma Wallace on my mom's side, she would literally do rice potatoes. She would just put them in the ricer, and then you just serve that. You don't mash them at all. You just serve it riced. Did you ever do that?
Don't do that, but I do put them through the ricer, and then I kind of stir them up and get them nice and smooth. That's the way I like it, but I like the mixer idea. That's really good. I'm going to try that.
Different strokes or different mixes for different folks.
The mixer is also how my mom does it.
Really?
And confirm, very good.
Very good, right? But you would say overall...
Could you put them in a three-way blender?
Could you in a three-way blender?
You could, but I just feel then you're just getting pasty. Pasty white thighs. No, it's just going to be pasty, right? Because a blender, even a three-way blender, I mean, you're not going to be able to... Because if you use the plunger to push the potato down, it's just going to get all mushy. I mean, it's just going to be a mess, right?
Yeah.
These are the pressing questions.
If you play the Laura Trump song, you're going to curdle the milk too, probably.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely, 100%. But you're overall, you're saying you're a smooth mashed potato kind of guy.
Absolutely.
I agree.
All the way.
I agree. All right. Which are different, of course, than smashed, right? Have you had smashed, like the new red potatoes with garlic and butter, and you just smash them? You don't mash them. Yeah. But they're two entirely different things.
Totally different. Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly.
It's fantastic. We're on the same page. Again, another great segment by our friend CP. So we appreciate that as well. All right, Mr. Got anything else, Mr. Perry, while we've got you on the phone?
No, I think that's it. Just if Aaron could play the Laura Trump song, you know, maybe every day this week, that'd be great. I'd really.
Could he? Yes. Would he still be the producer for the show? No. No, he would not.
And I would understand that decision.
All right, Mr. Perry, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Always appreciate calling in our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Anybody else want to get in on this action? About a minute left. 855-752-4842. Smooth or lumpy mashed potatoes.
Andrew from Verona does have a good point.
Give it to us.
He says, can't go wrong with either smooth or lumpy. You know, potatoes are just like pizza or sex. Just happy to get some. No complaints here.
That may be the best text we've had in a long, long time.
And Andrew, I agree. I fully agree.
Potatoes are like pizza or sex. Just happy to get some. No, Andrew and Verona. You know, if I had a three-way blender to give away, I would give you one. With that, Mr. Zommers, let's close up the old what's worse.
Well, it's close. Oh. So.
the music has closed prematurely, which I think has happened to all of us a time or two. So anyway, that will do it for this show. Thanks very much to Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at Civic Media, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Mr. Zommers, of course, we appreciate you as well. And all of our great callers for listening. Stay tuned now. Maggie Dawn takes over these airwaves after the news at 3. We'll see you tomorrow with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and also our friend Trigvi Olsen on the show tomorrow. Look forward to that. Until then, Tom Allball, say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come.